Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 13, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
Now, in the last verse, Narad Muni says, Jina Gacchanti Tat Padam. By which one can go back to home, back to Godhead, Tat Padam. Padam means about our position. Position, that is, after liberation, one can get the spiritual position, sajujya, sarupya, salakya, shasti, samipya. There are different types of position, although they are all spiritual. One is the sajujya mukti, or to become one with the Supreme, merge into the Supreme. This is one position. Another position, sarupa, the same feature of the body, just like Narayana, four-handed, in the Vaikuntha planet, the inhabitants, the citizens, they have got four hands. When Ajamin was delivered by the Vishnu Sena, they appeared exactly looking like Vishnu, that is described. That is called Sarupa. Sarupa Shasti. Same opulence, or samipa, always near, associate. There are five kinds of gacchanti tat padam. But out of the five, the first one, namely to merge into the existence of the Supreme, that is very dangerous, not safe. Therefore, Vaishnava never accepts sajujyamukti, to become one with the Supreme. Because Vaishnava knows that impersonal advancement is risky. They know it perfectly. Therefore, a Vaishnava is not anxious for any kind of mukti. Giyamanam nagrinnan. They don't want, especially Gaudiya Vaishnava, they don't want mukti. They are happy wherever they are existing, if they get the chance of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is Parityakshananda. They don't want anything more. That's like Haridas Thapa. We should not imitate, but the position is like that. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. He was not at all afraid of this material world. He was very cautious. A spiritualist, a devotee, a Krishna conscious person, should be very cautious, but not afraid to meet any dangerous position, but must be cautious. Cautious in this way that he may not fall down again under the clutches of Maya. This should be, care should be taken. If we fix up our mind, Mami was a prapadanta. If we fix up our saranagati, surrender to the Supreme, then there is no question of falling down. Mami was a prapadanta, mayamitam taranti. Just like Haridas Thakur was tested once by Maya, and in another time he was tested by a prostitute to allure him. He was a young man. Haridas Thakur was a very beautiful young man. So, under diplomacy of Ramchandra Khan, he was to be entrapped. You know the story that is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Haridas Thakur was not entrapped because he was strong. He was strong enough. Mami was a prapadanti, Maya mitan panati. Maya could not do anything. Although Maya came there at dead of night, very beautiful, attractive dress, attractive feature, attractive words. This is Maya. So, he was not allured. Rather, the Vesha or the prostitute became converted into a Vaishnavi. That is the resultant action. If one is polluted, if he comes in contact with Krishna or Krishna's pure devotee, he or she will be purified. Krishna is never allured, neither Krishna is become a victim of anything material. Krishna's position is different. That is stated in the Isopanishad. Apapu vidham. Krishna is never afflicted by any kind of contamination. He is purna, suddha, nitya, mukta. Similarly, those who are advanced devotees, they are not allured. But the result is that one who comes to allure a devotee, or one who comes to allure Krishna, he or she becomes purified. He or she, kama, krodhat, bhayat. Somewhere other, if one comes in contact with Krishna, then he becomes purified. Tejasam na dosha. Apparently, it appears that Krishna is dancing with the young girls, dead of night. But it is not that Krishna is contaminated. They become purified. Actually, they are eternal associates of Krishna, the gopis. They are not ordinary women. There are all description in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They are dancing in their spiritual body, not in the material body. They are dancing in their spiritual body. Their spiritual body was lying down with their husband. These descriptions are there in the Bhagavatam. So, gopis, lila is not material. So there is no question of contamination. But materially, this kind of activities to dance at 8 o'clock with young girls, that is not permitted. With others' wife, you can dance with your own wife, but you cannot do that. That is sinful. So, the real business is, as Narada Muni says, maya anubhavam anubhava abhidam. One should know what is maya. Jena, after complete knowledge of maya and Krishna, jena gacchanti tatpadam. Then one is promoted to the spiritual world. But the promotion, I've already described, there are 5 kinds of promotion, elevation. Out of that, the one promotion, namely, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, that is very dangerous. Dangerous means that is risk of falling down. Because it is not possible to merge into the personal body of Krishna. Or you can take the bodily effulgence of the rays of the body. Everything is absolute. We talk. So, merge into the Brahma effulgence. That is also Krishna's bodily ray, jasya prabha. So, we are a small particle. So, we merge into the Brahma effulgence. Brahma effulgence means collection of so many Brahmas together. That is Brahma effulgence. Unlimited number. Anantaya kalpana. We are a small particle. Kesagra satavagasya satutha kalpitasya. 1/10,000 part, a small particle. Just like the sun shine, it is a combination of bright molecules of sunshine. Is not that?
Yes, that's all of
protons.
Protons? No,
photons. Photons. They have got name. But this is all we know. Kona. Kona, a small particle. So, when they are put together, it appears homogeneous. But they are not homogeneous. They keep their individuals. They keep their individuals. So, that is eternal. That's a fact. But we are not only eternal. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha and his bodily effulgence, that is only eternal part. Sat means eternal. Chit means knowledge and ananda. So these 3 things are required. Simply eternity is not good. There must be knowledge and ananda. So, this monist theory, Advaita Bhava, eternity, that may be achieved arujya kritchena by severe penances and austerities, they can be attained. But patanti adha anadita jismadangaya, that is the statement of Bhagavad. They again fall down. Why? Anadita jismadangaya. They could not get the information of the shelter of Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna. Without taking shelter of Krishna, they fall down again. Patanti adha. Again. We have explained many times, there are many Mahavadis, they must, they give up this world, but again fall down in so many ways. We have several times. So that is not very safe. So, Narad Muni, by the grace of the Mahatmas, he could understand that this material position is very dangerous, and dangerous means dukkhalayam, always miserable condition, but one cannot understand unless he is Krishna conscious. He cannot understand what is the miserable condition of this material world. He cannot understand. This is Maya. He is suffering, but he is thinking, I am happy. This is called Maya. So when one becomes Krishna conscious by the grace of the Supreme Personality, Guru Krishna, by the grace of Guru and Krishna, then he understands that this place, this material world, is full of misery. Then Brahma Jigyan. But foolishly people do not understand that it is a miserable condition. Sanatana Goswami, he was minister by contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could understand that although I am minister, although I am holding very high exalted position, I am learned scholar in Sanskrit, Urdu, Farsi, but I am not happy. Therefore he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kiyami kano more japetava. He understands that I am in the suffering. Suffering, everyone can understand why you are moving the fan. I am in suffering. But foolish people cannot understand. They think that I am enjoying. This is the example. Why I am moving the fan? Because I am suffering. Every step, padang padang jadavi padang, every step danger, every step suffering. But on being illusion, moho, it is called moho, janasya moho ayam, aham mameti, I am this, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am American, ahang, false identification, I am very strong, I am very beautiful, I am very ugly, I am poor, I am rich. Janasamohaya, ahang mameti. But you are none of these. You are simply servant of Krishna. Jiber sarupaya nitya Krishna. This is happiness. Otherwise, in whichever way you identify, even they are identified. When they fail to identify with all this nonsense, then I am God, I am Narayan. This will not help. When one will understand that I am servant, eternal servant of Krishna. This question was put by Sanatana Goswami, Kiyami kano more jape tapo troy. But foolish people, they do not understand what is tapo troy. Although we are suffering, everyone, this is tapo troy. Just like you are feeling very warm, this is one of the troy. It is called adi doivik. You cannot check it. Similarly, when you will feel severe cold, you will wrap, you will go to the fireplace, and that is another suffering. So either in warmth or in winter, you are suffering. Everyone is suffering. Suffering is there. Even when we are within the womb of the mother, there is suffering. For 10 months, packed up condition, there is suffering. Then come out from the womb of the mother, suffering. In the womb also there is suffering, not only packed up, but there are worms with the stool and urine of the mother, and they find very delicate skin, they enjoy by cutting. The worms enjoy. Naturally, he cannot move. Therefore, at the 7th month, when he is little conscious, he feels, how can I get out of it? Krishna said, if one is little pious, he prays to Krishna, Krishna, this time save me. Now I shall begin worshipping you, so that get out of this entanglement of birth and death, birth and death. He becomes conscious. But as soon as he comes out, then Maya is there. Maya is there, and there is father, there is mother, or nice child. Now the child thinks, I am very happy. I have got such a nice father, nice mother, and other friends they are taking. These are described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a song. What is that song? Who can say? Janama Haila? No, that after. So, in this way, Maya is always entrapping. We are always suffering. 3 kinds of suffering. Adhyatri, adhibhoti, adhidaivet. And we think now we are very happy. Now we have got this electric fan or air-conditioned room, so Jamaraj will not be able to enter, and I am secure. I have got good bank balance, and good wife, good children. No. This is illusion. Nasadu manne jatu atmanayam asanna pi klesa deyasa deya. So long he possess this material body, so he will have to suffer. That is it described here. Tapatraya. Tapa means miseries, and traya means 3. So chikisitams. The same man, when he is suffering, he goes to the doctor, physician, said, I am suffering from disease. Give me some medicine. So he takes medicine. That is sane man. An insane man, he does not go to the physician for treatment. He thinks this is natural. What is that? This is the difference between foolish man and sane man. The Vedas, they are put in the stars that tad-vijñānārtham sādhurmeva abhigacchet. One who is actually human being, just like Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, even after the position of his ministership, he was not on the standard of human being. When he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and submitted, Sir, I have come to you to know what I am, why I am suffering in this threefold miserable condition of life. That is human life. That is the beginning. Before that, it is animal life. Adhata Brahma Jigyasa. When one is inquisitive about himself, Aham Brahmasmi, why I am suffering? Ke ami kyano mare dape tapatra. So that realization is here. Therefore Narada Muni says, tapatraya chikitsa. Chikitsa means treatment. By the grace of Guru, he could understand that I am in this condition, material condition means suffering from threefold types of miseries, and I am uselessly wasting time for material comfort, for economic development. Samayeva hi kevalam. Even I act as a perfect brahmana or as a perfect kshatriya or perfect vaishya, shudra, still I am wasting time. Still I am wasting time. How? That is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma-sthāna-sthita-pumshāna-viṣyak-sena-kathāsuja-nūtpāda-edra-tingi-jadī-sramayi-vahī-kīvalam. Dharma means own dharma, Brahman's dharma, Kshatriya's dharma, Vaishya's dharma, there are different occupational duties. Do it. But side by side, you should test whether I am going to be perfect. That is it. That perfection, how it is made perfect, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? Saṃsiddhi haritoṣana. What is that verse? Vijasreṣṭha vannāsama vibhāgasa sānuṣṭhitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritoṣana. Sānuṣṭhitasya atapvambhi vijasreṣṭha. This is the word by Śukadeva Goswāmī, Śrīta Goswāmī. You are all learned Brahmin, Vijasreṣṭha. Vija means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But Sreṣṭha means Brahmana. Therefore, Brahmanas, they are interested for spiritual advancement of life. Kshatriyas are not so much interested, neither the Vaishyas, and what to speak of the Shudras. In the Kali Yuga, almost everyone is a Shudra. It is very difficult to find. So, how they can be interested? Therefore, training should be given how to become Brahman. Then he will be interested. Otherwise, nobody is interested. Therefore, it is addressed, Atapvambhi Vijasreṣṭha. Oh, the best of the vijas, twice born. Varnasama vibhagasa. There is division, varnasama, varna and ashram. Varna means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And ashrama means brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasa. So, for the brahmana, one who is brahmana, for him the four ashramas are recommended. One, first of all, he must become brahmachari, a brahman, son of a brahman. Then, when he is fully trained up, he should become a grihastha. Not should, but if he likes. Then, otherwise, sometimes he'll find Naisthik Brahmachari. Never, just like my Guru Maharaj. He never married. Naisthik Brahmachari. So, Brahmachari, Grihastha, then not to stuck up with the family affairs up to the end of death. No. At a certain stage, after 50 years, he must give up. That is called Vanaprastha. And then after being trained up in Vanaprastha very nicely, he takes on that. This is Brahmana, four ashrama. and for the Kshatriya up to Vanaprastha. Up to Vanaprastha, just like Maharaj Yudhishthira and all the brothers, they left home, but the wife was there. That is called Vanaprastha. They did not take sannyas, Kshatriya, up to Vanaprastha. Vaishyas, no Vanaprastha, no sannyas. Up to Grihastha. Brahmachari is compulsory for the Dija, because there is the training. And for the Shudra, there is no Brahmachari, only Grihastha, married. Otherwise, life will be very irregular. In this way, Varnasam. So there are duties. That's what it is said, Ata Pungvi Dija Sreshta Varnasama Vibhaga. So you may be stayed in any ashrama or any varna, it does not matter. But you should see whether your life is perfect. If you don't see, otherwise samaye vahi kevala. If you don't see how my life is being perfected, then dharma-sthāna-sthita-pungsāna-viśyakṣena-kathāsuja-nutpāda. If he does not awaken his dormant Krishna consciousness, then samaye vahi kevala. Simply vaiṣṭhāta. But if he develops Krishna consciousness and he learns how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna, that is what. That he understood. Etat saṃsitatam brahman tāpatraya chikisita. This is the chikisa treatment of tāp. If you want to get relief from this material condition of life, then you should learn how to please Krishna, how to satisfy Krishna. That is called bhakti. Without bhakti, you cannot be relieved. Jnana, karma, yoga will not get you released from this tapatra. And if you execute devotional service, then immediately you become free from this tapatra. Susukham kottum abhayam, Krishna says. It is so nice. Devotional service is so nice. That is susukham kottum abhayam. It is very pleasing to transact. And abhayam. And whatever you do, that is your permanent asset. Susukham kottum abhayam. How it is susukham? Why you have been constructing this big temple? Just to give you happiness. What is that happiness? You take prasadam, nice prasadam. Don't take more, otherwise you sleep more. But as much as you require. Javadartha prajanam, chant Hare Krishna mantra and go to back to home, back to God. This chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, taking prasadam and work for Krishna. That is recommended here. Karma brahmani bhavitam. Brahmani bhavitam. Only for satisfaction of Krishna. You work, chant Hare Krishna mantra, take prasadam. So, bhakti yoga, you want to try to understand Krishna, then what will be the result? Tattādeham punarjanma naiti māmeti kaṁ immediately. So everyone should be alert to treat this miserable condition of material life. Tāpatraya. Tāpatraya unmulanam. One has to uproot this tree of tāpatraya. That is perfection of life. Here Narada Muni realized the tapatraya, chikisita, not unmulanam. Unmulanam means when we are liberated. That is Unmulana. But why, so long we are not liberated, the chikisa in another place, Parikshit Maharaj said, bhavaushadhi, the medicine for this disease of repetition of birth and death. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the bhavaushadhi. Somehow or other you have got it, and you are chanting, go on continuously. Kirtaniya sadahai. This is the easiest process of tapatraya unmulam or tapatraya chikitsitam, and that is required in human life. Don't forget this principle, continue this principle, and even there is little inconvenience, don't give up the association of devotees, because Rupa Goswami said, what is that? Utsadha vishya dhajya tattva tarma pravartanat satu vritti sadhusam. Don't give up the company of devotees. Then it will be lost. We are opening so many centers because to cooperate between devotees and devotees. Even there is incarnation, don't give up the company of the devotees. Even I am not devotee, with the company of the devotees, working with devotees, I become devotee. Association has got such power. So, our business is how to get out of this taputra. That is first class civilization. Otherwise, hackneyed again and again, bhutta bhutta praliyate, that is not. Now, those who are thinking of worshipping other demigods, that is not recommended. That is not recommended because Krishna clearly says, kamastastha hitajnana jajante yo devata. Even there are some inconveniences. Krishna is completely able to remove your inconvenience. Krishna is sure, ahamka sarva papibha mokkhasya. So, we should stick to the position of devotional service, execute regularly the orders of the spiritual master and the shastra, and try to understand Krishna, and you can understand Krishna only by service. There is no other. Sevana mukhihi jivhado svayameva spurata. If you want to see Krishna or want to understand Krishna, then it can be possible only by your service. Nothing else. Thank you very much.